Hi everyone, it's Carol Clark, your Bariatric Business Coach. And have you ever had that gnawing sense of dissatisfaction that just kind of keeps eating away at you? It could be something related to your personal life or something with your business, but you just have this sense of you're just not feeling fulfilled, you're just not feeling as happy, you're just not feeling as excited as you used to. So there's something that's causing dissatisfaction in your life. So the first thing to do is to figure out what that is. We're going to focus on business, of course, here, but you may be coming into the office and just your usual zest isn't there, or perhaps with your staff it isn't there. And so you're kind of going through the motions and you just keep getting the same results. And yet that's kind of comfortable because that's what everybody's used to. But you know that it's not where you could be. So it creates a sense of dissatisfaction that usually comes typically related to what our expectations are. So when your expectations and what your reality are don't match up, that creates this gnawing sense of dissatisfaction. That's why people stay in jobs that they really don't enjoy for years and years and years, because their expectation in their life might be, I just get a job, I have something solid, it's stable, and that's what I do for the rest of my life. That's how I support myself and my family. When really they may have an inner desire to do something different or do something more or be an entrepreneur. There could be all sorts of different things. It relates to our relationship. It relates to so many facets of our life, our health, our fitness, our wellness, what we envision that our body should be or could be. So we have these expectations, and what our reality is doesn't match our expectations, and that's what creates a sense of dissatisfaction. So what do you do about it? The first thing you can do is change your expectations, and that may involve raising your expectations or maybe lowering your expectations. And that could be related to a certain event in your life, a diagnosis, there could be lots of different things that require that. But maybe it's just you have that dissatisfaction, so you need to change your expectations. You can do this with your team as well. Changing their expectations often causes them to rise to the occasion and actually perform at a much higher level than you may have ever thought possible. So the first thing, like I say, is to look at your expectations. Do you need to change what that expectation is? And I'm not going to recommend that you just kind of stay comfortable and maybe lower your expectations so that you can just keep getting the same result or have the same reality. Oftentimes we have to raise our expectations. So that's step number one. The second thing is to then modify what your actions are. You know, we can have expectations, we can have a vision, we can share our vision, we can do all sorts of things. People meditate, they journal, all those sorts of things are helpful, but none of it's going to move the needle in your business or in your life if you don't change your behavior. We deal with this every day with weight loss patients. You know, they need to change their behavior, their habits. And so that is the second side of the equation that's going to help lower that sense of dissatisfaction and bring more fulfillment to you and to your business. So the first thing is realizing what's causing the dissatisfaction, looking at what your expectation is related to that aspect of your business. And then the next thing to do is to take a look at what actions do you need to take in order to eliminate that sense of dissatisfaction, to bring your business to what it is that you expect of it, what it is that you expect of yourself, your team, your business, and then take the actions to make that happen. Sounds totally simplified, and then you may say, like, well, what are the actions I should take? And that's going to be specific to the whatever the issue is that's causing the dissatisfaction. But a lot of times, it's one of those things, if you just take a step back, you can actually, once you realize this and you make that change in your expectations, some of the actions will start to just fall into place. I encourage you to also include your partners and your team in this sort of process, because we're getting ready to start, depending on when you're watching this, a new year, but we want to make sure we make the most of the end of this year and then really the most of every single day, week, month, quarter, and year that we have in our business. So I encourage you to follow these steps. I'd love to hear your feedback on what happened when you did that. I'd also love to be of assistance if I could. It's Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com if I could be of any sort of service. If you're not a member of Bariatric Business Boss yet, I am just launching it. I've got members coming in. It is so exciting. It's a no-brainer fee for it. Just go to bariatricbusinessboss.com. The content that's in there, the plans for marketing, the tip sheets, the recipes, things that you can readily customize to your own logo and send out to your patients, all of it is right in there, and I add things every single week in addition to one-on-one time with me. I would love to have you as a part of that group. It's really starting to take off, and I encourage you, if you haven't considered it, to go to bariatricbusinessboss.com and check it out and email me if I can be of any other help. And I appreciate it. I hope you guys have an awesome day doing what it is that you do, changing the lives of so many people in your community and in the world. So everybody, take care until next time. Bye.